with the correct amount.
D20 Radio, your gamer's role. www.d20radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by the generous donations of our show sponsors, Daryl Delaney, Darren Katska, Ryan Royce, Jessica Smith, Laura Pickren, Irene Villarito, CComp5950, and Nico Batson, as well as all of our awesome patrons. Thank you so much.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Geek Pantheon, your place for all your geeky goodness, favorite fandoms, and nerdy narcissisms. I am Eric, and welcome to another episode. Sorry it's been a while since we've done this. The last one was the Marvel versus DC thing. And honestly, we hit the Geek Pantheon really hard early on, doing weekly episodes. And so I kind of have a hard time coming up with new topics, especially without the Trevors here. And so I'm going to try to keep these at around monthly, but we'll just have to see. But today I want to talk about the Solo movie. Now, before we get into that, obviously the social media plug, you can find us over on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the Geek Pantheon. If you head on over to thegeekpantheon.com, that's where you can find all of our podcasts the second they come out, and you will find a link to our Patreon, where all of our wonderful patrons get exclusive content and access to our Discord server, which is a pretty buck wild place. There's a lot of conversations about tacos and bears and sometimes our shows, but very rarely. But they're a great group of people, and if that sounds like fun to you, we'd love to have you. But on to the Solo movie. I am very worried about the Solo movie. It's dealt with a lot of issues over the course of its production. And like the directors got ousted, Ron Howard was brought in, and Ron Howard is a good director. He's a very competent director. I mean, he gets to continue to make movies and win Oscars. So far be it for me to say that he's bad. I just don't know if he's Star Wars, if that makes any sense. I don't know if the original directors were Star Wars. That's kind of why they got fired. But the tone of the movie, I'm concerned about it. I feel like Rogue One hit a pretty darn near perfect pitch for the original trilogy. And it's interesting because this one takes place in between the prequels and the original trilogy in a more real way. I mean, Rogue One obviously did, but it was like by minutes in the prequel territory. Whereas it seems like Solo is going to be about a decade before the original trilogy. And so it'll be interesting to see tonally what they go for. The cast, Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian is a home run. Don't get me wrong. I kind of wish they were just making a Lando Calrissian movie starring Donald Glover, but The actor playing Han Solo, who I, for the life of me, can never remember his name. I keep wanting to call him Aldrich Killian, which I know is the bad guy from Iron Man 3. But I've never seen him in anything that's really impressed me. And I've also, more importantly, never seen anything to indicate that he has that Solo swagger that Harrison Ford had in spades. Emilia Clarke, Daenerys Targaryen, she is good on Game of Thrones. She has some moments where her acting gets a little iffy. But anytime she's attempted to break into Hollywood, the results have been mixed at best. And so hopefully she'll prove me wrong in this one. But based on the evidence, we'll see. My biggest concern is the fact that they're telling Han Solo's story, and that means that we're going to be getting things like the Kessel Run and the beginning of him and Chewie's friendship and all things that were explored in the expanded universe, I will grant you. But those were there for dedicated hardcore fans to dive deeper into the lore. You don't make movies for that. You make movies for broad appeal, and ideally you do these spin-off movies to enhance the saga films. Now, obviously, they should be able to stand on their own, but at the end of the day, Rogue One, in my opinion, makes Episode 4 a better movie. When I finally got a chance to sit down and watch Rogue One and then immediately throw in Episode 4, it makes Leia's story in that movie so much more impactful, to the point where at the beginning of the movie, they cut to Tatooine. I was like, no, I don't care about the farm boy on the backwater planet. Go back to the rebellion. That's what we care about. That's what I need to know. So I don't see how a solo standalone film enhances anybody's experience of the original trilogy or Force Awakens. Because obviously you can't have Leia, you can't have Luke, you can't have Obi-Wan, you can't have any of the other iconic characters. So you're just having Solo on his own. And it's kind of the Jack Sparrow conundrum. In Pirates of the Caribbean, you had Will and Elizabeth, Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley as the main characters of the first film. And really the trilogy. It was their love story. And you had Jack Sparrow as kind of the third person there who wasn't the leading man, but drew audiences in. They were engaged by Jack Sparrow because he was so quirky and weird. And Disney thought, by the time they got to the fourth pirate movie, we don't need Will and Elizabeth. People like Jack Sparrow. Make him the main character. And it doesn't work with him as a main character. I'm not saying it's a direct correlation between Jack Sparrow and Han Solo, but you might run into the same thing. I mean, the original trilogy is Luke's story and Leia's story and Anakin's story. It's a Skywalker experience. Han Solo is there and plays an important role, but he's not the focus of those movies. And so making him the focus of his own movie might be a problem, because I don't want to see the Kessel Run. You don't want to see the Kessel Run. You think you want to see the Kessel Run, maybe, but I promise you, you really don't want to see the Kessel Run, because it's going to not live up to expectations. George Lucas, the thing I love the most about the original trilogy is George Lucas was a master at just dropping things into his world and making it seem important. I've talked about this on previous episodes of the Geek Pantheon, but he took show don't tell and threw it out the window. He would tell you things and characters would treat them like normal. Like when Han Solo says, I made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs, everybody at the table reacts like that is a normal sentence that they have heard some variation on before and they are impressed by it. So there's no need to explain the Kessel Run or why we measure it in parsecs. And we're going to get that in the Solo movie, and I don't want it in the Solo movie. So yeah, that's just kind of my thoughts. I just wanted to make a video for you all today on a Sunday morning while I have my coffee. But yeah, let me know what you think. Are you excited about the Solo movie? Are you worried about the production? Do you think it's going to be good? Are you really hopeful? Or are you way over beyond me and think it's the biggest piece of trash and that Disney's ruining Star Wars? I'm pretty firmly in the middle right now. I'm going to go into the theater wanting to like the movie. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit down and be like, oh, this is going to be awful. I'm going to go in hoping against hope that I am wrong about everything I've said in this video. I hope that Ron Howard nails the Star Wars aesthetic. I hope that the actors just personify their characters perfectly. I hope that Han Solo seems like Han Solo on film. I really hope they don't show the Kessel Run. I hope they can find a specific arc in Solo's backstory and tell that one aspect of his backstory. I hope that him and Chewie are already friends at the start of the movie. Let's just jump in with them piloting their rundown ship. Because from the trailer, you can kind of tell we're going to find out how he got the Millennium Falcon from Lando Calrissian. So, which once again, we don't need to see. It's cooler not knowing the circumstances behind these things. Anyway, I hope we don't see the Kessel Run. I hope they pick a finite arc in his story and tell it well. Hope you all enjoy this kind of video. It's a little bit shorter than our normal long form episodes. And yeah, please come with engage with us on social media. We'd love to have you on the Facebook group, Twitter, Instagram. If you enjoy what we do here between the Geek Pantheon and our two D&D podcasts, The Knowledge Check and Eberron Renewed, and want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/thegeekpantheon. Be a part of that community on the Discord. It's a blast. It's a lot of fun. People are pretty active in there. So yeah, thank you all so much for watching or listening if you're doing this in podcast form, and I'll see you next time.